God has no power here. No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Says Jesus said, this is John. This is the Elijah that has been spoken of, that before I come, he comes. And they went to John and said, are you the one? He said, no. They asked him when he was John. No, you're missing the point. In that moment, he wasn't walking in the anointing of who he is. I'm Bibi's husband.
Yes, sir.
No. In my demonstration of power, I'm demonstrating as prophet angel. And in my house, I'm very romantic. No, I wish I can just move around and... Do you think this woman sitting there just came and said, the Lord has spoken to me, thou art my wife? I had to go there and say, I love you like a pop in a guava tree. Why? I had to conjure that romantic part of me that makes me a husband. When I move around here, people will be falling. Do you think that's what happens in my house? I want to kiss my wife, she falls. If that was the case, we would not have children now. Are you hearing what I'm trying to say to you? In other words, you think you are you. The Bible calls you the temple of the Most High God. God has nowhere to stay but inside of you. Maleko sapraktela kashtanda. The book of Ephesians says, we are his bones. We are his bones. We are his flesh. Aye. My God. Stand there, son. Stand there. You see, when Jesus came, he borrowed the flesh from Mary. That flesh is what we call Jesus. In the book of Colossians, says, in him dwelleth all the fullness of Godhead in bodily form. In Jesus. So he took the flesh from a lady called Mary, wore it like an overall, and started walking. And they called him Jesus. The word Jesus means God among us. So whenever you say Jesus, you're saying God among us. Now that body resurrected and went to heaven. So now if the body dies or leaves a certain location, the spirit has nowhere to reside. And we know for sure, on this earth, only flesh with bones is allowed to be here. That's why he told Adam, you shall have dominion. When he said you shall have dominion, he removed himself from being powerful on earth. This is the reason why you had to bath today. Some of you did not. I get to you, generals. It's not like angels came to you and say, hey, we need to bath today. Come. No. Who combed your hair today? Who fixed your hairstyle today? Who gave you the lotion? Did you not go and do it yourself? If God is working, shouldn't you just stand there like this? And God says, thou art birthed my daughter. In other words, God, when we talk about prayer, prayer is giving God a license to operate on a certain location that he has said he has no power over. This is the reason why you pray. He says, I know what you shall say before you say. Before you pray, I will answer. So why do we pray? If you already know what I'm... Before I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to tell you something because I know you're missing it. So now the body has gone back to heaven. Now God is here, but he can't be here as just spirit. Because if he's here as spirit, he opposes his own word. And God can't oppose his own word. The moment God opposes his own word, he ceases to be God. He becomes a liar. Nothing different from the devil. So now what he says in Ephesians is, we are his bones. Ash. Look at us. 1, 2, 3. 4. Members of his body. His flesh and bones. Next time you want to look at Jesus, just look in the mirror. Wow. Yes. No, you're missing the point. I know you missed that. Turn to someone next to you and say, we are God undercover.
We are God undercover.
I am God undercover. You are God's bones. You are God's flesh. You are God's body parts. This is the secret that they got. The church has been subjected to people who don't understand what the body of Christ is. So we are busy fighting each other. Before the service started, I had a question from one of my sons. Said, what do you say about this chanting that is really going on? This from Theophilus Sunday. To other guys who are doing this chanting. I said, I don't want to talk about it, number one. Number two, when you see what we have as an album of warfare chants, what we are doing in warfare chants is really singing in tongues. But is it wrong to do chants? Before I say yes or no, leave Theophilus Sunday alone. Leave him. What is it to you? What is a chant really? If otherwise English loses its meaning. Language loses meaning. Chant, if you really go deep, it actually means a repetitive word. And of course, the Bible says it this way, that there is nothing. There is no sound that has no signification. So if you go, there are spirits waiting to receive calls and signals. There are signals. The question then is, what spirit answered to your What if all Theophilus Sunday is doing is getting a word from the Spirit and repeating that word from the Spirit? Just because you don't know what word that is, don't castigate the guy. I have no relationship with him except he's a Christian. That's it. No need to defend him. No need to oppose him. But as Christians, we have lost our flavor. Instead of concentrating on what matters. Have you seen these people opposing? They are opposing. I believe it's a guy called Dansk or something like that. And what is that? Dansk what? Yeah, that one. Brilliant guy. I think I've listened to one song or something like that. So I have no connection. But you see, the body's losing it. We leave what should be done to attack each other. These are young men and women of God rising up. If you wanted to correct them, let's say they were wrong, shouldn't you do it? Even your demeanor changes when you correct people. When you have a grudge or you want to fight, you stand there, and even your movements on the stage shows you want to attack. It is not a correction, it's an attack. So if you find me here going, Mari, 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 say it's a chant. Just because you don't know, this is Shona for God, God, God. So we are losing. The generals of old did not care about wars. They did not talk. Look at Paul. The people he was opposing were not Christians. Some of them were people who left him and left Christianity and went to another religion. But to oppose a person and say, I'm opposing this one. No. When Peter came, he took him aside and corrected him. No. He did not write letters everywhere. Say, oppose this guy. Should not receive him. It's a problem in the church. But I'm raising a generation. I said, I'm raising a generation. I said, I'm raising a generation. A generation of people that are loaded with the word. And are concentrating on building the kingdom of God, not fighting others. This is a new era. A new era with new miracles, new performances, new manifestation. In the name of Jesus. If you are under the influence of my voice here, hear me well.